tentative draft from beginning. So the first thing we spoke about was, what's the halacha of a nida, of a ketana, of a gedola, what's the halacha of min haTorah? That's an opening shiur. Chazan is the basics. Obviously, when we chazan, we can't go into every little poop and every sheep and every sheol Oregon. Just a couple of highlights. So let's chazan again. The pasuk speaks about lo es nidasa, of being an unusual case. In the first parsha, in Parshas Metzorah, the regular case, it says Shivas Yom Tiyah Ben Nidasa, total of 7 days total from the beginning to the end, and she will go to the mikveh that night after the 7 days are over. Whether she bleeds 1 day, 7 days, it's irrelevant. She goes to the mikveh that night after 7 days are over. That's a typical case of Nida. As we shall see, halacha lemaisa, that is the typical case of just about all women b'zman hazeh on the level of the Doraisa. Good. What's a Zava Ketana? What's called the Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. That's the official title for it. And what does that mean? That she sees 1 day or 2 days within the 11 days that exist between what's called the end of Yomei Nida and the beginning of the next Nida cycle. So the minimum cycle recognized by the Halacha, by the Torah, is 18 days. She sees 1 or 2 days in the 11-day period, which is Lo Es Nidasa, as the Torah calls it, and she's a Zava Ketana, and she can go to the mikveh the next day. It's mikveh Yom Kukulo. Not going to all those pratim of Zava Ketana, just giving you a quick refresher course. Then, if she sees 3 days, Yomim Rabim, as the Torah puts it, Lo Es Nidasa, then the Torah gives us explicitly what the halach is. You need 7 clean days. Sofa Shiva Yomim Achatita, 7 clean days, what we call in our language Shiva Nikiyah. Fine. So according to Rashi, the Ramban, and just about every Rishon in the world, what's the halacha? You count 7 days, then you have 11 days, and then whatever she sees next, anytime after day 19, is called Nida. Whether it's after 25 days, after 35, it's irrelevant completely when next year is. That's considered to be her Yemei Nida, because that's Es Nidasa. She's now having a normal cycle. This is true according to just about everybody. Who's the exception, Rabbi Osa? Who? The Rambam. The Rambam seems to be a wild shita. 7-11, 7-11, 7-11 goes on forever, except that there's a birth, you start all over again. B'chule, b'chule. The Rambam is against the Gemara, so it would appear. And we show them, start trying to figure out how the Rambam is going to be reconciled with the various Gemaras. We mentioned 2 fundamental positions. One is that it's a machlokas in the Gemara. And the Nitziv suggests the machlokas, as a matter of fact, between the Gedolei HaTanoim, is this 11 days a pasuk, or is it based on the Lachol Moshe Mitzrayim? And he said that any Gemara which says against the Rambam will say, that's Shalok Halacha. You pass the Lachol Moshe Mitzrayim. Otherwise, why the Rif say Lachol Moshe Mitzrayim? Who cares what the reason is this or that? Why is he saying it? It's a pasuk, not a... That's the Nitziv's approach. It's a machlokas. The other approach is that the Rambam never said it in all cases. He said it only in some cases. Cases of a woman who does not have a regular Vesis Kavua. She has a Vesis Kavua, Rambam never said it. So all the Gemaras that say, what we call the normal Pshat, is a Vesis Kavua. And the Rambam is referring to a case where there's no Vesis Kavua. That is appealing to many Gedolia Paposkim. But we thought ourselves, in my personal view, that the Nitziv's Pshat was more accurate within all the various Rambams. Interestingly, as we mentioned, the Nitziv's great-grandson, I have it right, the Brisker Rav, has a whole shtickle Torah in his Chiddush Man Erechin, explaining the Rambam initially very much the way we would like to say it, but then he goes a step further based upon the more pervasive shot that his father, Reb Chaim, had in the Sefer. Reb Chaim asked in the Sefer, we pass the Vesus to Rabbanan. We'll get to that much later. How can whether a woman has a vest be different with respect to our case? And he says, vest of honor is for prisha, you have to separate. But the concept is the Doraisa concept. So Reb Chaim presumably held like that shita, the Chavos Das, and he also held that way. So the Brisker Rav, following his father, went also to Mahalach, and he gave a lumb de shavart. The lumb de shavart was, again, we're not going into all the protim and protim. Are they Yemei Ziva and not Yemei Nida? Are they Yemei Nida and not Yemei Ziva? Also remember the expressions of the... I'm not going to go into right now. That's all based on the Rav Chaim, we'll call Rav Chaim to the Chavazaz, Pshat and the Rambam. I'm not going to spend too much time, I happen to prefer to the Tiz Pshat and the Rambam, maybe because I heard it first, maybe just it fits it better with the various texts. So we'll, that was the opening shiur, but what's it done to live with the rice? Fine. But then we know the Torah is, halacha is not stagnant, gentlemen, despite our critics. Halacha moves and changes. Maybe not the way our critics want, but it does change. Here you have a Masechta Nidud of Sabbath Vav, that Rebbe had a takana, right? This is the last narrow line on Sabbath Vav and Aleph. You see, one day, it's okay, total of seven is enough. 2 days, the same. 3 days, Shiv and Aki, no matter when you saw the 3 days. You see the 3 days in the we'll call Eis Nidasa, you still have to sit Shiv and Aki because there's a little confusion. Now, was this takana of Rebbe absolutely binding on everybody? Probably not, because there are various gusos in the Gemara. Tikkun Rabbi Besuria, Tikkun Rabbi Besodos, Tikkun Rabbi here or there. Doesn't sound like it's a universal takana. But then comes next, seems to be universal. The famous Gemara, first wide line, Om Rav Zera, okay. The Gemara says, Hechad Achmer Achmer, Hechad Lo Achmer Lo Achmer. Despite that fact, there are many Rishonim who say that although initially it was dependent upon different times and different places, ultimately it became universally accepted. Universally accepted, where do you get that expression of universally accepted? So you have a couple of places where the Gemara is an expression that Noshim Shalanu is Kulan contributed like suffix Zavos, and that implies that it was universally accepted at a later time, perhaps later in Rav Zera's lifetime, because Rava's lifetime, there were contemporaries. We're going into the protim, but some of that's what it's generally assumed it was accepted later on. Okay, fine. Of course, the question becomes, why in heaven's name were Benos Yisrael so strict? Rebbe takes care of all the possibilities. We understand why Rebbe was strict. Don't we understand? Why were the Benos Yisrael so strict? What's wrong with Rebbe? You can't go wrong. You see 3 days, you count 7 days. You see less than 3 days, you can't be a Zavak Dol. Why were they so strict? Why? So, this question is raised by the Ran. And he answers, you know, there could be a drop of blood, which is Soser, and therefore it would require Shimon Akim. And the Mamach, for any drop of blood, ought to a drop of blood that is Soser or Shimon Akim. That's how the Ran explains. All right, the Rush here, right over here, Tosfos Rush on the spot, says, well, maybe she saw the previous days and she didn't realize it. She didn't realize it. That's the Chiddush of Kechardel, even if it's a small amount, but it's unlikely that she saw previous days. The Meiri is afraid she saw for 3 days, but a few days later she'll forget, and then 6 days later, and, okay, various reasons are given. Why they were so strict to go even beyond Rebbe, though Rebbe should really take care of everything. Despite the fact that we mentioned that the Gemara seems to say that today our women are all sub-exavos, it's implied that way, there are those who say no, that doesn't mean it's against what we said earlier, Hecha di Achmer Achmer. All it means is that it became a universally accepted minhag and no one is allowed to go against them. Despite the best efforts of some of the modern ladies who want to undo, they printed in their books that they want to undo, ironically, the work of the women. What I say, the men say they want to keep, but what the women say they don't want to keep, because it's just a little inconvenient. We want to get rid of the Shiv and the Kiyim. We chas v'shalom to say that. The Ramban said, impossible to do it. The true, the Meshech Chochma said, when Mashiach is on the kind of base of English, he wasn't Shivana based image of Harav Yomeinu. We'll be able to have to get rid of the Shiv and the Kiyim because of the issue of bringing Kechul and Lazara. We pointed out that's not necessarily the case because some suggest that the Chumra was only Lebala and not Letaris, even Bisman when they had Taris, assuming that they had some Taris at that point in time. And maybe it will exist even when Mashiach will come. Let Mashiach come already, we'll find out. Right, we're waiting. Okay. So. But nonetheless, there are those who say we can't Chalila V'chasa abrogate it, but maybe it has the status of a minik which is universal, which cannot be abrogated, Chas V'Shalom, but it has the status of a minik. And I quoted this to you from Rav Gustman in the very last page of Kutas Shurim on Kedushin, to see Shiva's on Kedushin, a little connection, where he suggests that in case it is only a minig, notwithstanding the importance of the minig, minhagim of this nation, even the minhagim in the Gemara, cannot stand in the way of a kiyum mitzvah saseh. He quotes a Kesef Mishnah, Yuchas Korban Pesach, about Shuman Hagid, Yisrael Kedoshim, the Machrifer, as a minig, but if it gets in the way of certain issues of Korban Pesach, eating Pesach, breaking the bones of Pesach, I'm not going into that problem right now, we have to set it aside. So he suggested that maybe we should set it aside in the mitzvah of Puru Revu. Shlomo Zalman has the same suggestion in his famous Kuntres in Micha Shlomo. Shlomo Zalman was very concerned about Orthodox infertility. Concern is always what we call the most kosher in the Giyim. Shlomo Zalman's famous entry into the world of electronics, he was considered the Morada Kula Shmeitzer. He writes why I came. Because his mother was hard of hearing and she was wearing a hearing aid and there was a question of adjusting it on Shabbos. He was moderate. Unfortunately, Shlomo Zalman had three sons who were childless. Which is Shmuel, it was real, he's all Shlita. Shmuel was his oldest son, and Rabbi Zviel was married to Rabbi Yosha's daughter, and none of his other sons, if I'm not mistaken. So obviously he was the most kosher in the gear. He couldn't tell Kuntras about it. But towards the beginning he said, well, maybe it's only a minig and we should set it aside for the purpose of the mitzvah of Puru Revu. He rejects that at the end, for full disclosure. But he did, was noisy of a noisy in this topic, and Rav Gussman, it sounds like it's would be matrit lemaisa lemaisa. So it would appear. Truth to be told, it's not really that relevant nowadays because there are ways of overcoming it with pills. There's even a possibility of what they call today IUI, intrauterine insemination. So if she just can't become pregnant, maybe with her husband, because the mikveh is too late, she can become pregnant that way from her husband's zera. It's not as hot a topic as you might think it is, but there is a discussion in the poskim about it. Just want to bring you up to that important discussion. Fine. Now, halacha lemaisa, whether it's a dina de gemara mamish or a minig, which is dina de gemara, either way, it's dina de gemara, do we take it into account at all, bizman hazeh, whether a woman is a nida midoraisa or a zava midoraisa? Is it relevant at all? Well, forget it. Bizman hazeh, it shouldn't be relevant whatsoever. Well, why should it be relevant? So there are a number of remarkable possibilities. I'm not saying anything halacha lemaisa over here. It's dangerous to make these distinctions. But at least in a closed circle of Talmidei Chachamim, we can mention some of them by various Rishonim, not to be passed like anything. I'm just giving you a rattling off a list of some of the possible distinctions. The Rambam seems to say in Perek Yirav Halachaches, I believe it is, that the Chumah Rav Zera does not apply by Ksam. Ksam doesn't apply. Only applies by a real Riyah, not by Ksam. We don't pass it that way. The Balamor, which we saw more recently, says, Upaskin Sof and Alpesh and Chilasan, Omer in Chumah Rav Zera, and not by a real Zom. We saw it recently, that's Balamor. We pass it that way either. We saw Debre Chavud as an incredible Kiddush, and by Azava Doraisa, a woman should make a bracha on Shiva Nekiyim. Again, we don't pass that way either. I'm just rattling off various distinctions which are found in various poskim, just to show you that this is not a completely not lemaisa thing according to some authorities. The Shach suggests, there's a Shach already, that a Vesis Lekula will help only when she's in Yemei, will not help if she's not in the days of Nida or Ziva, based on the Gemara Daf Yud Aleph, and the Torah and Shlomo disagrees, based upon the Ramban, who says there's no distinction and there's no need to keep a cheshbon, but the Shach. Finally, to me the only one that really may make a difference is that which I was told neighbor of David Feinstein, Shlita, that you maybe have to be a little bit more strict on a Mara, which you see on day 7 of the Shiva Nekiyim, because then, if you make a mistake, it's a Shalom of a Doraisa. because she goes to mikvah that night, she's a shemeres yom, she's going to the next day. Whereas if it's any other previous days, you're maximally worrying about a rabbi. And that's, you know, it's hard to say these things to a big crowd, but it seems to me that first of all, we reject the lemaisa completely. Number five, which is not found anywhere in print to my knowledge, unless someone finds it for me. I mean, isn't there a sefer of David's psalm somewhere? I think someone put out a sefer of his psalm. Maybe it's in that sefer. Someone will be fair, look it up, see if it's there. There, it's a, you know, maybe. I guess I should add another one which we don't pass tonight, and that is, again, the Balamor. Balamor is the most original, you know, he's a very original thinker. The Balamor is discussing the question, which we'll get to, of course, later, about Tevila Bayom. You can't do Tevila Bayom. Well, the Balamor suggests that's only for a Zava, a real Zava. But for us, it's permissible to do a Tevila Bayom. How do you like that? Pillay ploy. The Raviyah is a discount a little bit. They ate, he says, permissible Tevila Bayom even without any extenuating circumstance, that she's not a Zava Gadol. So I mentioned to you, I think, six possible nafkamis, all of which I'm rejecting, La Locha Lamaisa. Me, I'm nobody, I'm just with all the posts can reject. Number seven, I heard from the name of Rav David. I'd like to see if it's in the Sefer, and then come back to me until tomorrow. Maybe he really says it. Maybe it's he brings Brias to it. Maybe the impossible hold it. Maybe it's father held that way. I don't know. That's level number seven. I'm just leaving it a little bit. Obviously, it's a very subjective thing. You know, what's a borderline case? Bechule, bechule, bechule. Good. Now let's go to discuss the question of when is it time for Tevila. I just mentioned a second ago. So by a level of Midoraisa, it is clear. For Nida, she goes after the 7 days are over. She goes at night. Tevilas of Alayla. And for Zava, she mixes Yom Kukula. By Torah law, she goes by day. She goes by day. Fine. The Rabbanan said she cannot go to the mikveh by day. Even when we in our situation of a Zava who's keeping Shiva in the Kiyim, she has to go at night. Okay. So how do you define night? What do you mean she goes at night? Here's where the fight begins. Rabbi Natan has a certain leniency, saying that you can go to the mikveh, be terrible by day, if you come home by night. And the logic is that the whole reason why it's also by day seven is because the water. They're afraid of a mikshol, don't come out until the night, so this mikshol can't possibly exist. Atkan from Rabbi Natan. The humongous fight is what day did Rabbi Natan say it? Did they have day seven? Day seven, which is a more chabadika day, because there is a possibility, at least in theory, of a real mikshol. Or did you say on day eight? Day eight is only also mishum srach pita, because the daughter's going to get confused. So then and only then did he say that the kula of going to the dipping earlier and coming home after dark, maybe then and only then does that kula exist. My understanding is that the majority view, clearly, and that's how I thought it's emes based on. That's how Boyd Alemis, right? This is the Chacham Tzvi, after Boyd Alemis, to hold the hill by the seventh day. I thought I was the most. I was ready to be Boyd Alemis. I remember I found you something, then who corrected me? I forgot. Somebody corrected me. Bavadi corrected me. I thought I had a riot to the Chacham. I was ready to be Boyd Alemis. Bavadi read it differently. He said, no, for Karen. The other way around, backwards. So I thought the consensus view was Rabbi Thomas took on day eight. There is a minority view of Odesak Yashuni. Chacham Tzvi, that he said it even on day seven. All right, so this is a big machlokes. Let's not forget, even if he said it on day seven, or if he said it on day eight, most posts were against Rabbi Natan. So himself is not the majority view. So to pass the Rabbi Natan on day seven, you have to be pretty bold. Number one, except Rabbi Natan against didn't make it to the show. Didn't make the cut. Didn't make the cut. Impossible. Didn't make it to the cut, and then extending it to day seven. That's a pretty big kiddush, even in the best of circumstances. We pointed out that in the real case, which is almost always a Friday, that's where it comes up. It's basically impossible to accept this point of view, because even those proponents of this point of view said it's only permissible if she comes home after it gets dark. Now, that's not a logistical possibility in almost all circumstances on a Friday night. doesn't seem to be anybody, until Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, whose position is, quote, difficult to sustain, to quote Rabbi Forrest, Shlita, that seems to want to say, put all the kulos together. On day 7, yeah, and she'll come home before dark. Maybe if her husband is in the house, if there's no possibility of yichud because the kids are around, this is like, I mean, Rabbi Moshe is a god of the door. But this is so far from the consensus. 2 steps, at least. The whole kula is shver. But he went 2 steps beyond. 1 step, that she doesn't have to come home after dark. 2 steps, they can even be in the same house together. Ah, that's to me, that's wild. As Rabbi Forrest and others say, what do you mean the kids are around? A couple of kids around, they want to sneak into the room, they can sneak into a room. And the kids are, what does that mean? The kids are, it's a chiddush nifla menara. Of course, we can leave out the last piece and ship them to shul and have them come home. Sounds clear, but the last piece, I only have 3 steps, not the 4th step. Okay, but even that seems to be against the consensus, again, in the words of Rabbi Forrest, and he puts it, difficult to sustain. Okay, very good. Not only that, but we saw in the Sidrei Tara, who the Sidrei Tara is the one who proposes this. He likes that word, but he says it, and I'm giving you an exact quotation. What is the book on day 7? I quote, only kashe'i efsher lo lovo lebeis ha'elev ishetechsha. It's impossible for her to get home until after. That's not she's going to tarry. Not for her to tarry. When she goes into the water, you make her go on ways. You know, they have walking distances, you know. How long does it take her to go on ways from the mikveh to the house? And they have to, and they'll give you an estimated time. If it's after dark, then she can go to the mikveh. That's totally impossible on Friday. I gotta do that. How's it possible? So that's what, and this is the Sidrei Tara speaking, who's the biggest maker. So that seems to knock it out completely. You know, no one pays attention to this. I didn't pay attention until we reviewed it again. That, I don't know if anyone, maybe others disagree with that. Lon is the Sidrei Tara, but that's what he says, and he's the biggest maker. It's hard to go beyond the biggest maker. I mean, you can, but it's a little bit difficult to go beyond the biggest maker. So this is something which is, to me, a... sorry to say it, one of my chumras, and my real reason to be machmir is because any kula is abused. It's abused. I'm not to repeat my stories how it's abused. Everyone wants to do with the religion of convenience. The only time we would allow a seventh day tevila is if it's impossible to go to the mikveh for 3 days straight. Now, my famous story that I had, which I was matir, and of course, in the case that I was matir, I knew who the person was. Two try to fool me, I didn't know who they were until later on I found out who they were. So you have to understand that people don't always tell the truth when they want to get a certain result out of a rabbi. We made a takon in our community. You have to have 2 rabbis to be matir tevila by day, on day 7, by 8 we won't make it. Because 8, we understand, 8 is she's going later than she would otherwise, so we have much rabbi. But 7 to us is really something which we try very hard not to allow. We had once that famous case with the fractured ankle. We had a few other cases where we were more makel, even though they had to see each other before, but they were taking airplanes to a place where there's no mikvah. Who knows how long? Okay, I stuck my neck out in those 2 cases, even though many postmen would not. But okay, but that should become every Friday, which becomes it becomes the situation where tutra ritzua. I don't think it's possible to rely on that kula at all. Except you know they say balas tshuva, they're going to be better. I'm very hard to be. I don't like rabbis who get pushed to things because of threats, you know, or of a worst case scenario. I mean, I showed that Kedas Yitzchak. If the rabbi's mad at something, even though it's. I don't want to go into that right now. Fine. Let's now go to the start, the sugya of Hefsek Tara. As you see, I'm going express, Rabbi, because you're supposed to know all these things already. Okay. Hefsek Tara. So, when is the time of Hefsek Tara? Furush Mishnah. Well, yeah, what kind of question is this? I'm a Furush Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say about Hefsek Tara? The Farish. That's over here. Lord Frisha. So the expression of the Mishnah here is Lord Frisha B'Tara. Earlier Gemara goes by Hafsakas Tara. Important Gemara back earlier than Gimel, I believe. So there's a different time when it's possible. There seem to be 3 opinions in the Mishnah. According to the first opinion, what does it say? Tanakama. It's 7th day b'shachris is good. Good. That's Tanakam. Rabbi Yudah says no. You have to have a mincha l'mal. Chachamim say, even the second day. Now the beauty is on the seventh day. That's even the second day, and she checks herself, and Ben Hashmoshes, she didn't check herself. It's also Becheskas Tara. Okay? The second day. What about the first day? So the Gemara said, I should have asked the first day, with Matar at two. So there seem to be four different opinions. First, the Rosh has only two opinions. Before it went down to two, each one explained the other one. Fine. So there are different opinions. I'm not going to chazer every one of the four opinions, four potential opinions, in the Sugya Sa Gemara. What's the difference, whether it's the first day or a different day? So the Gemara is over here on Dav Samaches, Omud Beis. Omud Beis. Why do you think the first day is worse? And therefore, the Hefsek Tara has to be done later. How much later is later, if it works at all? The expression in the Gemara, Il moli yodea munochos beineho, ko ben eshmoshes yofa ata omen. So now we have Rabosai very many times for Hefsek Tara. Let's take the times proper. We have morning. So shachris. Men ha-mincho l'malosh can be what? Could be called there are mincha gedola. It could be mincha katana. It could be plaga mincha. It could be samach, which is a half an hour before. Or it could be what's called moch dochuk kol ben hashmashes, which is presumably the explanation of yodea, as the Gemara puts it over here, yodea munochas beinah kol ben hashmashes. So we had five different levels of how close. This is as far as the time for Hefsek Tara. You cannot do it any earlier than the original these times. How about later? So the Rosh says in the Kitzer, you do Hefsek Tara Ben Hashmashes, and the Beis Yosef screams, he doesn't mean it literally, impossible, because Ben Hashmashes is already suffering violence. It's too late. You can't have a full day, full Shiva Nekiyim. We saw Shut HaBach seems to say that since Hefsek Tara is with the Rabbanon, and the Kosher Rosh suggested over here on the same daf, that Hefsek Tara is the next half, Hefsek Tara is the Rabbanon. Maybe we should say, believe it or not, Sveika the Rabbanon Lekula. Sveika the Rabbanon Lekula. What? The Rosh meant Lechatchila should be done in Ben Hashmashes? Lechatchila we get involved in Sveika the Rabbanon? So we suggested, based on the Tosis about the Sphere of Omer, maybe if in certain cases we should Dafka do it that way, if it's more Tmimus, maybe for more close to the onset of the night. On the level of Doraisa, which is a Tzeis Kochovim, maybe he meant it in a literal sense, but Chas V'Shalom to Paschal that way. I'm just giving a suggestion. The Shut HaBach suggests it. Even the Beis Yosef has a lashon of Ein Aroy to be done in Ben Hashmoshes. Nonetheless, the Ikam Pesach Halach is you miss the Shkia by a minute, you're out. You're out. That's how we Paschal. We follow the Shita Zagra. That's it. Rav Moshe is another famous Kula of Svek Sveka. Maybe Rabbeinu Tam is right, as you said, the Rabbeinu Tam's man, in which case it's Vadayom, and Ben Hashmash is itself a Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila, and according to Rav Moshe's new math, it's not 13 minutes here, it's only 9 minutes, okay? So he allows it to have Sektar up to 9 minutes after Shkia. And we saw one of the Sfarim said, that he spoke to Rav David Feinstein, that there was only an exceptional case, and then I can't remember where we see all these things, but you look on your notes to find it. That they're only an exceptional emergency case, not that it's just you know. So therefore, the psak, ikar psak, as you missed by a day, you wait an extra day. That's it. Too bad. That's one of the reasons why I'm going to tell you right now that any woman who is clean on the day when she can begin her hefsek, which is called day five, just to make it easy, should do the hefsek in the morning. Hefsek in the morning. Yeah. Why? But she's supposed to do it, we'll get to it in the afternoon. Yeah, you're supposed to. She plans to. She has every expectation of. But you know what happens? A sudden mekatrik b'shas hefsek tara. Rephrase the words of Chazal. Traffic. Usually I say it about Friday afternoon. Sudden mekatrik. The traffic Friday afternoon in the city is higher, much higher stakes than hefsek tara. But it's to be so careful. So here too, traffic or. She gets tied up, the phone rings, emergency comes up, a kid gets hurt, she has to go take the kid to the doctor. Hey, come up. Do it in the morning. And we'll find a cooler for you. We'll make it at the end of the day. Yes, I agree. Do it again in the afternoon. Again, once again, in the old days, they had time to go to shul before mincha. We'll get to that later. So we'll go before you go to shul before mincha. You can do Hefsek Tara. But not that many wills are going to go on the shul before Mincha today, and they're not always able to repeat it. So you can't repeat it. You forget to repeat it. You're honest. You can't repeat it. You're lying in the morning b'dikah. That's a very important nekuda, in my view, that should be kept by all women. L'anias night. We're out of time. When should we start shiur tomorrow? I'll start when